English Waves presents Famous French, which looks at the life of the most famous French seen by a British journalist. Writers, artists, scientists, listen carefully, you'll discover unknown aspects of their lives, even if you're French.
Hello, you're listening to Robert Shepherd on English Waves, and it's time for more Famous French. Our subject was an entrepreneur and designer whose name has become iconic and still resonates in the fashion world today. He is Louis Vuitton. Monsieur Vuitton was born on 4th of August 1821 in the small hamlet of Anches, located in the Jura region. Despite his products long being synonymous with royalty and nowadays with the nouveau riche, Louis Vuitton came from very humble beginnings. He descended from long-established working-class roots. His ancestors were joiners, carpenters, farmers, and milliners. Louis's father, Xavier, was a farmer, and his mother, Corinne, was a milliner. However, she died when Vuitton was just 10 years old. Legend has it that his father, Xavier, soon remarried, but it was to a wicked new stepmother, just like the fairy tale Cinderella. It is thought Vuitton was a stubborn and headstrong child who became antagonized by his stepmother and bored by the provincial life Anches had to offer. Vuitton remedied this by running away to Paris in 1835. He was only 13 at the time. Traveling alone and on foot, the distance of 300 miles to Paris meant Vuitton took odd jobs to feed himself, and he stayed wherever he could find shelter. He arrived in 1837, at the age of 16, to a capital city in the thick of an industrial revolution. The period had produced a litany of contradictions, awe-inspiring grandeur and abject poverty, rapid growth and devastating epidemics. Vuitton secured an apprenticeship in the workshop of a successful boxmaker and packer named Monsieur Maréchal. In 19th century Europe, boxmaking and packing was a highly respectable and urbane craft. Vuitton had a natural talent for it, and it only took him a few years to gain a reputation amongst the Paris bourgeoisie as one of the city's finest practitioners of the craft. Vuitton continued to flourish, and things got even better on 2nd December 1851, when Louis-Napoleon Bonaparte staged the coup d'etat. Exactly 1 year later, Monsieur Bonaparte assumed the title of emperor under the regal name Napoleon III. The re-establishment of the French Empire under Napoleon III was a boon for Vuitton. The emperor's Spanish wife, Eugénie de Montijo, the Empress of France, hired Vuitton as her personal boxmaker and packer and charged him with packing the most beautiful clothes in an exquisite way. It also provided a gateway for Vuitton to a class of elite and royal clientele who commissioned him for the rest of his life. The year 1854 heralded much change in Vuitton's life. He met the beautiful 17-year-old Clémence-Émilie Barrio, and they married that spring. Not long afterwards, Vuitton left Monsieur Maréchal's shop and opened his own boxmaking and packing workshop in Paris. Just 4 years later, Vuitton debuted an entirely new trunk. Grey canvas replaced the more traditional leather because it was lighter, more durable, and more impervious to water and odours. However, they weren't the key selling points. Instead of making the trunks in the more traditional dome shape, Vuitton made them rectangular so they were more conducive to travelling. The vast majority of commentators still consider Vuitton's trunk to be the birth of modern luggage. Vuitton soon expanded into a larger workshop in Agnières, a village outside Paris, so he could manage the orders. He was even commissioned by Ismail Pasha, the Khedive of Egypt. However, just a few years later, disaster struck. In 1870, Vuitton's trading was interrupted by the outbreak of the Franco-Prussian War and the subsequent siege of Paris. It all gave way to a bloody civil war that obliterated the French Empire. When the siege finally ended in 1871, Vuitton returned to Asnières to find the village in ruins, his staff gone, his equipment stolen, and his shop in tatters. Not prepared to give up the fight, Vuitton devoted himself to the restoration of his business. Within months, he had built a new shop at No. 1 Rue Scribe in an aristocratic part of central Paris. He also began to focus on luxury. In 1872, Vuitton introduced a new trunk design featuring beige canvas and red stripes. It appealed to Paris's new elite and marked the beginning of the label's modern incarnation as a luxury brand. For the next two decades, Vuitton continued to operate out of 1 Rue Scribe until he died on 27th February 1892 at the age of 70. Stay tuned to English Waves.